so strong. Addiction is hard. You're not going to fix it on your own. You have to reach out for help. The recovery side of it is amazing. You get to a place where you're proud of yourself again.
If you or someone you know is struggling, there is hope. Recovery is possible. Visit cdc.gov/rxawareness.
Courage. I learned it from my adoptive mom.
Hold my hand.
You hold my hand.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care at AdoptUSKids.org. You can't imagine the reward. Brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
This report is sponsored by Red Pilled America.
News Radio 1170, WWVA. Severe Weather Team 9 forecast.
Very cold start to our Friday morning. More sunshine expected today, but it stays chilly. High temperatures this afternoon in the upper 30s to near 40 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy, low temperature 23. Partly sunny Saturday with high temperatures in the upper 30s. Below normal temperatures and dry conditions continue this weekend. I'm Severe Weather Team 9 meteorologist Chef Hexline.
It's time to tell our side of the story.
I'm Patrick Krelchy.
And I'm Adriana Cortez. And we're the hosts of Red Pilled America, a good old-fashioned storytelling show you won't find in Hollywood.
Listen to Red Pilled America every week on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Give me fuel, give me fire, give me that which I desire.
Time now for Hour 2 on the Bloom Daddy Radio Network. Here's the host that puts the lead in your morning pencil, Bloom Daddy.
Hey, good Friday morning to you, Bloom Daddy with you, and I'm never alone on a Friday. The King of Stink, Sam and Otis joining me here because we try to lighten things up, loosen things up a little bit. I'm going to get to top headlines here in a second, but I want you to start thinking now for your second Fun Friday topic coming up at 7:35, and that is, well, kind of let me explain. So my youngest wants his own car, and I said, look, I've got a Jeep Cherokee that's like fully loaded. I'm done by 11 a.m., 12 most days. Your mom's got a nice car. You've got two nice cars to drive. Yeah, but I want my own. And so whenever we're driving around, I'll see some old rust bucket, and I'll say, hey, maybe I'll get that for you. I don't care. At least it'd be mine. I said, so you'd rather drive around in a piece of garbage than drive two nice vehicles pretty much anytime you want? He said, yeah. And I said, you know what I drove? An old blue station wagon that was my mother's, and it was embarrassing. So I'm trying to give him this, like, hey, look, it's not so bad not having your own car if you have access to your parents' cars anytime you want it, but he's stuck on wanting his own vehicle. So it got me thinking, what was the first vehicle that you drove or owned, and what kind of condition was it in? And man, the responses on Bloom Daddy on Facebook, I mean, people went crazy over this, and most people were in the same situation. That first vehicle was a piece of garbage. In some of the descriptions, priceless. So we're going to get on that topic coming up at 7:35. In the meantime, your top stories on your Friday morning. First of all, the Steelers and Big Ben come to an agreement restructuring the remaining money on Roethlisberger's contract. He wants to remain a Steeler. He's going to remain a Steeler. Team needed some wiggle room. Try saying that five times quick. And they got it now. So Big Ben agrees to take a $5 million pay cut in the final year of his contract, spreading his cash payouts into the 2022 season. The move lowered his cap hit by $15 million, down from $41.2 million that was scheduled to hit in 2021. His original cap number was the highest of any player in the league entering 2021. Also, too, some of his money converted into a signing bonus with an out after the first season. So, Otis, the marriage remains. We've talked about this many, many times. I think in this scenario, it's the best move for the Steelers because there's nobody else to go to.
Yeah, I mean, you can't count on Mason Rudolph. You can't count on the guy from Ohio State.
Hoskins.
Dwayne Haskins.
Yeah. And, you know, I mean, Big Ben probably still has a little left in the tank. But, I mean, and he's been good to you. So give him the opportunity to play a year.
Last season is a very hard season to judge. That team was 11-0 at one point in time. He was playing very well, and a lot of people thought they were the best team in the AFC. Then they just kind of...
Well, then they started playing somebody.
Went off the edge. They started playing somebody. Also, too, the offensive line got beat up, and the running game was non-existent. So
they had some COVID.
Yeah, it's real hard to put a gauge on how well or how poorly he played and the team played. I think this team still has talent, and I think it still has a chance to compete at a high level. And the only way they were going to do that this coming season is with Big Ben there, because they're not going to go out and sign anybody else. And they have nobody on the roster that can do it.
I don't think they're a Super Bowl team.
You never know. I mean, nobody thought Tampa Bay was a Super Bowl team.
I mean, on paper right now, I think they're probably, you know, I mean, they're a playoff team, but, you know.
Sam, what do you think? You're a Browns fan. You happy with this?
Bring on the dad bod. Good with it.
He's had a dad bod since he's been 22. are you joking me? I mean, come on now. Stink, what about you?
Yeah, I think it's a good move by them.
I think it's the only move, to be honest with you. Bloom Daddy on Facebook, feedback on this move. Doug said, I'm behind him, wishing the best, but they better be looking for a replacement. They should have been looking a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They've dropped the ball in that aspect. Steven said, how's he going to feed his family now? Took that pay cut, you know?
Yeah, $5 million.
Yeah. Abisha said, by him taking a pay cut, it's giving the team more money to get him help. And Scott said, still overpaid. He is done. All right, let's go across the pond right now, live in London. And we're going to jump in with Simon Owen, Fox News Radio. Simon, good morning.
Good morning.
We've got some royal turmoil in Britain. Fill us in.
Yes, it's been a fiery few days in the House of Windsor, as it's known, and it could be about to get an awful lot fierier still. And all of this revolves around the Duke and Duchess of Sussex, as they're known here. That is Prince Harry and his wife, Meghan. They stepped back as senior royals last year, and they are about to be the stars of a two-hour Oprah Winfrey interview to air on CBS this Sunday night. And one newspaper here quoted a royal source as saying it was time to hide behind the sofa at the palace, time to hide behind the soft furnishings and wait and see what bombshells might be dropped by the couple, because there seems to be an awful lot of bad blood going on between them. We've only had teaser trailers from the interview, just the shortest of sound bites and snippets. But in these teasers, Oprah says there's no subject off limits. And Meghan talks about how she suspects the palace may have been, in her words, perpetuating falsehoods about the couple. So it seems that this split between Harry and Meghan and the rest of the royals is not a smooth one in any way. There seems to be an awful lot of bad blood. And in the days ahead of this interview airing, there's been a bombshell report here in Britain in a newspaper, The Times, which says that there's to be an inquiry into allegations that Meghan bullied staff while she was living here in the UK as a full-time royal. They now live in California, by the way. So it's all looking really messy. And this interview airs, as I say, in the US on Sunday, but it has been sold in markets around the world. And we really are talking, I think, pretty much every continent.
All right, Simon, thank you. Have a great weekend.
You too. Thanks.
Fox News Radio, Simon Owen, live from London. Sam, make me understand why anybody gives a damn about the royal family. I
don't know. I'll admit.
I worry more about the Kardashians than I do about Prince Harry and Meghan.
I don't know. I don't get it. It's everywhere right now. This interview is being touted as if it's the second coming. It's just, it's crazy. It's almost as if the royal family in England is their own walking, talking, real soap opera.
It's the Kardashians. It's what it is.
Yeah.
Look, I remember when I was married, I came downstairs in the morning. I had to go play in a softball tournament. My then wife is in tears. I'm like, what happened? I thought somebody in the family died. She said Princess Diana got killed in a car crash. I stood there for 5 seconds and I go, can you make me eggs and bacon? Like, I don't care. Like, people go crazy over this stuff. Otis, tell me why. Tell me why.
You're asking the wrong person.
Make me understand.
I don't get it myself.
And look, it's blatantly obvious what Meghan Markle did here. She was a nobody. She was a low-level D-list actress. She marries him. She becomes famous. She breaks up his family. She brings him over here. Now they've got Hollywood deals. Now she's getting interviews by Oprah. She wanted to be famous, mm-hmm. and she got it. She used the power of the pooty to get what she wanted, and that was famous. Another woman ruining a man. Just like the Kardashians.
There you have it.
That's it in a nutshell.
There's Reader's Digest for you.
And
right
I have refused to talk about this story because of everything I just said.
As you were talking about the royal stink sitting there, and he looked like Jack Nicholson from One Flew Over Cuckoo's Nest after his lobotomy.
You know, on the heels of that tirade, we got to go into our weekly presidential address because President Biden is talking about Mississippi and Texas and mainly Mississippi. getting rid of that mask mandate. And let's just say he's not happy about it. And I'm just going to tell you right now, this is the best one of all of them.
Hey, everybody, it's me, Joey B. Texas and Mississippi, they're lifting their mask requirements and letting everybody run around willy-nilly. I said that the people in charge there are thinking like Neanderthals, like a caveman. Now, don't get all offended. I didn't mean anything bad toward the caveman. I've been around a while, and I knew some great cavemen in my youth. Went to school with them. Sure, they didn't know how to handle disease, but if you wanted to collapse a man's head, who else would you trust to hold the rock? Caveman! And if you were cold, they'd just invent fire for you right before your eyes. Always inventing fire, these cavemen. And wheels! Inventing wheels! Wheels to turn into cars! To drive you to the drugstore to get your vaccine and buy a mask to wear! Wear your maxes, God love ya!
Your maxes. Wear your maxes.
The best line in that whole thing is when he said, who better to have to collapse a man's skull with a rock than a caveman? Whoever writes those needs a raise because they're fantastic. They are fantastic.
Mrs.
Oh, my God. I look.
Well, the guy that does it's good, too.
When I wake up on Fridays, that is the first thing I think of. I can't wait to hear Joey B. And it could be terrible, and it's still going to be good. Yeah. Speaking of terrible, Cleveland Teachers Union voting last night to instruct members to continue remote learning next Monday, despite a mandate from the district requiring them to return to the classroom on that date. The union saying they need more safety measures in place before they could feel comfortable sending teachers back. The union president saying that educators are eager to come back to the classroom to serve their students in person. Does anybody in this studio believe that statement?
Negative.
No. I don't either. This is disgraceful. The Cleveland Teachers Union is disgraceful. And as I said the other day, it's time these teachers unions get broken up. They don't need them.
Exactly.
The teachers union is there to push a liberal agenda and to make sure they ensure power and hold it over anybody's head. It's an ego thing. There's not a reason in the world teachers need a union. They never have to work weekends. They never have to work holidays. They're never going to have to work overtime. They're never going to have to work past three. They get a free period. They get lunch. They got heat in the winter. They got air conditioning. There is not a reason in the world that this profession should have a union because they're not mistreated in any way, shape, or form. And there's not even the threat of being mistreated in any way, shape, or form. And we see stuff like this. They never put the kids first. I don't want to generalize. That's my fault. Not all of them, but some of them. And that's exactly what you're seeing in Cleveland right now. Got to hit a break. 800-624-1170. When I come back, the X-Files.
News Radio 1170, WWVA.
Everyone loves The Office. Admit it. You wish you had a Dundee. Instead, you have this. The Office Deep Dive Podcast, hosted by Brian Baumgartner, a.k.a. Kevin from The Office. Every week in this new hilarious podcast, Brian sits down with one of his old friends from The Office as they discuss their favorite moments on set and never-before-told stories.
Your kids watch that?
Never.
No, come on.
They've never watched it.
Listen to The Office Deep Dive on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Porterfield's drive-thru at St. Clair, so it's your home for Val 6 diesel heaters. 99% efficient, no noise, and best of all, no fumes. Also, if you need calcium, salt, urea by the bag or skid, Porterfield's drive-thru can take care of you. What about dog vaccines, rabies, 10-way and 6-way puppy shots? Stop at Porterfield's where you can get loaded up and be on your way in the time it takes you to park and walk into those big box stores. Take it from Bloom Daddy. Porterfield's drive-thru has everything you need, including an owner whose claim to fame is everything he knows he learned from an Amish butter churner.
Country Club Rehabilitation Campus in Bel Air offers long-term therapy, assisted living apartments, and suites. If you're looking for a place to rehab or a place to enjoy the golden years, remember Country Club Rehabilitation Campus in Bel Air. Call 740-676-2300.
Texting while driving is a serious problem on America's roads. Did you know that when you send or receive a text while driving, you take your eyes off the road for about 5 seconds? At 55 miles an hour, that's like driving more than the length of an entire football field, blindfolded. As a result, thousands of people die every year in crashes related to distracted driving. That's why officers are out looking for people who text while driving, and that's why they write tickets, to save lives. So if you text while driving, you will get caught. And that's nothing to LOL about. You drive, you text, you pay.
Mimi's Hallmark and Gifts at the Elm Terrace Shopping Plaza in Elm Grove offers a wide range of gifts, collectibles, and of course, Hallmark cards for every occasion. Family-owned and operated, Mimi's has the area's largest selection of Willow Tree collectibles, an extensive religious giftware selection, and delicious Ben Heggie candy, which is still proudly handmade in Canton, Ohio. At Mimi's, you'll find the perfect card, gift, or collectible to express your sentiment. What are you waiting for? Stop by Mimi's Hallmark and Gifts today.
Make loans from a bank. You make loans from people. People you know and trust. People who take the time to get to know and understand you. At Unified Bank, we know how important the lending relationship is to you and to us. Always by your side. We are Unified. Get to know your credit score. Unified Bank's Freedom Checking allows you to check your credit score anytime you like with Credit Sense, part of Unified's online and mobile banking experience. Always by your side. We are Unified. Member FDIC.
It's all about the nose. It's your air filter, the first line of defense against bacteria and viruses. If too many germs get stuck in your nose, guess what? You get sick. That's why it's so important to keep your nose clean, just like washing your hands. Nasal irrigation gets rid of germs by rinsing the nasal cavity, but neti pots are hard to use and, frankly, kind of gross. Now there's a better way to keep your nose clean and help your body protect itself. It's called Navage Nasal Care. Navage uses powered suction to flush out allergens, mucus, bacteria, and viruses. Millions use Navage for fast, all-natural relief from sinus congestion and allergies, and to breathe better, sleep deeper, snore less, and feel healthier without drugs. Navage is easy to use, affordable, and comes with an absolute guarantee of satisfaction. You wash your hands and brush your teeth every day. Now it's time to start cleaning your nose with Navage. At Navage.com, CVS, Walgreens, Bed Bath, Target, and Rite Aid. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E. Clean nose, healthy life.
With Domino's Carside Delivery, you can carry out any 3-topping pizza for just $7.99 without leaving your car. So you don't have to interrupt your kids' favorite song.
And we'll all be friends just for one.
You can interrupt this, actually.
Next time you carry out 3-topping pizzas for $7.99 each, try Domino's Carside Delivery. Just pull up to the store, check in online, and Domino's will bring your food to you contact-free. Carry out only. You must ask for this limited time offer. Prices, participation, and charges may vary. Excludes XL and specialty pizzas. Crust availability varies by size. Message and data rates may apply when using Domino's Carside Delivery.
Jacob & Sons Quality Meats of Martins Ferry, right down from the Martins Ferry football field. If you're looking for quality, freshness, and a great taste when it comes to your meat products, then I highly recommend this family-owned and operated business. Go to jacobandsonsqualitymeats.com to see all they offer, or just head to 306 Center Street in Ferry.
Let iHeartRadio be your one-stop audio destination for celebrating Women's History Month. Great stations powered exclusively by females, like iHeart Country Women, Women of R&B, Women Who Rock, and many more. Playlists personally curated by some of the most influential women in music, like Taylor Swift, Mariah Carey, and Shania Twain. Plus, tons of featured podcasts like Ordinary Equality, The History Chicks, and the iHeartRadio Podcast of the Year winner, Office Ladies. iHeartRadio, number one for music, radio, and podcasting. All in one app.
Bloom Daddy.
Shot through the heart, and you're to blame, darling. You give love a bad name.
Time for the X-Files with my work wife, Sam. What are you talking about, open bathroom concepts?
I guess there's this new trend in design in condos, and this is in Boston, where it's an open bathroom concept.
No door on the bathroom?
Nope. No door, no separation. There's your toilet right next to a dresser and a radiator to heat the room in, like, the living room.
A good place for a toilet, right next to the radiator.
Wait a minute. Did you say in a living room?
It looks like a living room. Yes. Mm-hmm.
What is the purpose of this?
I don't know. And the toilet's right across from a nice big open window also. So not only the people sharing your home can watch you,
but your neighbors can watch you.
Your neighbors can watch you, too.
That's thoroughly disgusting. Why would anybody want an open bathroom concept? I mean, the whole point of going to the bathroom is to be discreet and have some privacy.
I have no idea.
Am I the only one who thinks this is crazy in here, Stink?
I'm visiting somebody walking down the street. Hey, Jim!
Yeah, I know. Hey, how you doing?
Puts his magazine down and waves back.
Hey, can you run down and get me a paper, please?
I mean, that's terrible.
Yeah, it's bizarre.
You watch all these home improvement shows. Yeah. Everything is about openness. Let's open up the living room to the kitchen. Let's open up the dining room to the living room. But the bathroom?
No.
I would think you draw a line there.
I would think so.
All right, how about this? A new survey finds that nearly all of us, 80% of Americans, say they have at least one cleaning black hole in their home. And that's an area that seems to be impossible to consistently keep clean or organized, or you're just like, you know what? I'm not going to mess with it. Whether it be closets, garages, basements, period. And when asked why the cleaning black holes exist, 34% said they feel too overwhelmed or distracted to tackle them. Do you have a black hole, a cleaning black hole at your house?
I have one particular closet that's right when you walk in from the garage. I walk past it every single day, and it is the dumping ground. And every time I walk past it, I've thought, I need to clean it out. I need to organize it. Nope. Put the blinders on and keep walking past it.
Otis, do you have a cleaning black hole in your house?
It's called my house.
The entire thing. Stink, what about you? Do you have a cleaning black hole?
I'm like Sam. I've got a closet. I don't know why. Just throw stuff in it. I need to take that out. I'll take it out next time. Keep throwing it back in.
Got a small room that's a storage, like a storage place in the house. Put the Christmas decorations, you know, stuff like that. Every time I go in there, I realize that my kids, every time I tell them to clean their room, you know where they throw stuff?
Yeah.
In there. I'll go in and make sure everything's tidy, everything's neat. You can walk in it because it's not real. It's probably, I'm going to say you got about 5 feet of width, walk space, and then you have some places where you can put stuff on shelving, and beanbag will be thrown in there. I'll tell the kids, hey, clean up, you know, blah, blah, toss it in. They think that's the place to just go ahead and toss everything. Drives me absolutely insane. Now, what about this? An even higher number, 88%, say they have at least one junk drawer. Do you have a junk drawer?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
What do you put in there?
Oh, everything.
Junk.
Odds and ends. All of those kind of things.
Otis says, yeah, it's called my house.
No, I have two junk drawers.
Do you?
Yeah.
Why two?
One in my
bedroom. One's filled up, or do you have different stuff going in each
one? One in my bedroom, one in the kitchen. The one in the kitchen has, like, the pens, the batteries, the cookbooks.
See, I have one with pens and batteries in it.
You know, all the little knickknacks that you may need and find someday. And my bedroom one just has, like, my checkbooks in it. It has my meds. It has
all the important stuff.
Yeah, somewhat important. There's something.
38% have a paper pile that needs to be sorted. Sam, have a paper pile?
No.
Stink, do you?
Oh, my God. To the ceiling.
You live by yourself. Why don't you just go through this stuff?
I don't know.
You're retired.
Well, and then, like, the one side, there's nothing on it. I can use this for scratch paper, so I save it.
Do you have a paper pile, Otis?
Oh, I got two work paper piles. I got my personal paper pile, and I got mail pile.
All right. What about a junk bowl or a junk dish for extra sets of keys or other items?
Or change. Yeah.
You have that, too?
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, pretty much everybody does.
Have you ever looked in the junk drawer and pulled something out and just looked at it and gone, what is this?
No.
No?
No.
Oh, my husband is he all the time, he'll buy these very odd odds and end things, like as seen on TV stuff. And I put it, and there's like this claw hand, this metal claw hand.
It's a back scratcher.
And I'm like, what is this? Well, then it extends.
It's a back scratcher.
It's a back scratcher. There and it looks like a grizzly paw or something.
What'd you think? It was something to dig out of the stuff out of the toilet with?
I had no idea what it was. He goes, it's a back scratcher.
Got in the garden.
Use it for an extra colonoscopy.
Yeah. He's like, I saw it on Amazon one day. It was one of the Prime deals.
He beat up Edward Scissorhands, tore his arm off. All right, we got to give advice here. Trisha wants to know, my neighbor got a new dog. It barks all night long. I love dogs, but this one's terrible. I think it's a rescue, and it's not a puppy. It's keeping me from sleeping. I don't know what to do.
Earplugs.
Sam?
Earplugs.
Otis? Earplugs.
Call the cops.
Stink?
Trade it in.
Shotgun. I'm kidding. Oh. I'm kidding. You go over and you reason with your neighbor. Yeah. You say, look, I got to sleep. Your dog's barking all night. Yeah. If that doesn't work, shotgun. All right, here we go. Oh, that's terrible. Second Fun Friday topic of the day. My youngest son wants his own car, and I said, look, I've got a nice ride. Your mom's got a nice ride. You've got access to them whenever you want. You don't need your own car. So every time we drive by someplace and I see some just piece of garbage, just junk, rusted car, I'm like, hey, I'll get you that one. He's like, that's okay. I'll drive it, long as it's mine. And it got me thinking, what did you drive back in the day? What was your first vehicle that you drove or you owned, and what was the condition of it? 800-624-1170. And let me just say, Bloom Daddy on Facebook went absolutely nuts over this one. What was your first car that you drove or owned, and what was the condition? Phone lines are open, 800-624-1170.
Street lights along the highway, throwing shadows in the dark, and the memories keep on